the new goalie coach for the Calgary Hitmen. It is Jason LaBarbera. Jason, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good, guys. Thanks. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you very much. Congratulations on the new gig. First off, why this job and why now to get into the coaching ranks?
Well, it's, I plan on retiring this year, and, I just kind of fell into my lap. It couldn't have worked out any better. I live in the city. I've lived here for 12 or 13 years, I guess, in the off season. And then this is where home is going to be for me and my family. And, the opportunity came up and I kind of reached out to Mark French, the coach, and it just kind of took off from there. And, it's a great opportunity for me and I'm excited for it.
Was coaching always the exit strategy once the NHL was done?
I think it was always in the back of my mind. You know, it's certainly something that, I'll put it this way. I've sat on the bench and watched a lot of hockey games over the years, so I've been able to analyze a lot of things and see certain things and stuff. And I've always had these thoughts in your head. So hopefully, I can relay that stuff to the guys and the things I've learned over the years and things I've seen in that. And, I think a lot of guys, every guy kind of goes through that thought process towards the end of their careers with, like, what the heck am I going to do when I'm done? Like, what's available? What's out there? What would I like? I've been around so many different goalie coaches over my career and stuff. So, you try and pick things from each guy and stuff and try to take it to that. So it's certainly always kind of been in the back of my mind. And the opportunity just arose and it just, it worked out pretty good for me.
It seems like goalie coach has really been a job that's taken off over the last few years. It seemed like every team had one and stuff, but now players have individual goalie coaches, national teams have goalie coaches that they work with. It seems like this is a fairly popular job. You mentioned you're coming like right out of the NHL into this job. You have a pretty good game plan. Do you think coming straight from the NHL will help give you a little bit more credibility with these players?
I would think so for sure. I've never coached before. I've done, hockey schools and stuff like that before. So that aspect of the daily preparation and the drill setting and the little details as far as what goes on in practice, like that part for me obviously is going to be a learning experience and I'm going to have to learn as I go along. But the mental part of it, your approach to talking to them on a daily basis, like that kind of stuff. As a backup, as I was for a lot of my career in the NHL, like that's kind of, what you do is not necessarily, you're not necessarily a cheerleader, but you're somebody that guys can kind of lean on, mentally and stuff. And, I'd like to be able to just relay a lot of the experiences that I've gone through onto these guys and hopefully they can take something out of it and stuff. And, it's like you said, it's certainly become a specialized kind of position. It's becoming more and more important. I think sometimes too, so many guys now have so many goalie coaches and they have so many voices in their heads. Even me as a pro, every year it seemed like I had a different goalie coach and I had somebody telling me different things to do. And you kind of lose sometimes who you are as a goalie. And so sometimes it's obviously good to have guys there to help you and stuff, but sometimes it can be a little bit too much and a little bit overbearing. Sometimes you can almost get confused.
When we're evaluating different players, whether it be for draft or just talking about NHL players, I find it easier personally to figure out, okay, this forward, good skating, good with the stick, this, that, and the other thing. And for goalies, honestly, it's okay. Well, he stopped it. So that's good. You're coming from a much more experienced background than I am. What are some of the nuances that having that experience can help you with in terms of relaying that to the goalies that you have, whereas I'm just coming from a, hey, look, you got in the way of the damn thing.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think it's little things like reading the play. As a goalie, you can recognize when a save was difficult. Like that guy, if you're sitting in the stands or something, it might not look like a hard save, but when you're up, when you've been in that situation, like that was a tough play. And he did a really good job reading it and like taking on all the information around him and being able to make the right decision on it or the right read on it. There's little like intricacies like that happen in a game and stuff. And, you can just physically watch and you can just tell they're good. I remember the first time I saw Carey Price skate at 20 years old, I'm like, that guy's good, you know. You know, even when I was in Anaheim with Anderson and Gibson, like, you knew both those guys were going to be good. You know, there's just some things you can just tell by looking at guys. And but like I said, it's just the nuances and the little things, like, you know, certain movements here, certain reads there, you know, body, you know, body language, rebound control, all those kind of little things that you know as a goalie, because you've been in that situation, you've seen it, you can pick those things up.
Now, at this level, these guys you mentioned, they've had goalie coaches. A lot of them, we're getting the point now, have had goalie coaches since they could skate. How much at the WHL level are you still teaching, or how much is it just reminding guys, hey, do this thing, do that thing, and just little tweak type things?
Well, I think there's a balance to it for sure. I've had lots, I mean, like I said, everywhere I've been, I've had so many different guys. You know, some guys are very technical and some guys are more, like I said, somebody you can kind of mentally lean on. You know, it's a matter of kind of trying to find that balance. You don't, like I said, you don't want to flood guys, especially during the season, with all this information and trying to change things and trying to, you know, completely kind of remake their game. I've had that happen to me too, and it just totally completely threw me off. And like I said, you kind of get lost. So it's more like making small adjustments during the year, trying to keep a positive attitude on things, trying to keep them upbeat, trying to, you know, if they're down, like, you know, pick them up. There's, you know, little things like that you can do. But the biggest thing is just really, like, you get to a certain level, like, you're obviously a pretty talented guy, and it's a matter of just, like, building off what you already have and maybe making a little bit of, like, small adjustments here and there.
A lot of times I find when players go from playing into the coaching, you start to hear them talk a lot like some of the other coaches that they had in the past. Are there a couple other goalie coaches that you, when you're putting together a plan for how you're going to help coach these goalies, that you kind of go back to different ways that they taught you how to do things?
Yeah, for sure. There's certainly, you know, a few guys over the years that you've had. I mean, I think you kind of pick little things here and there. Like, there's some stuff that you don't like that you did that you definitely won't bring, you know, into your own coaching philosophies and stuff. And there's some things that you did do that you will bring, you know, and then you'll have your own way of doing it too, right? Like I said, I've especially in the last few years, for me being back in the American League, working with, like, younger guys, that part's been nice. You know, obviously not necessarily working on daily drills and that kind of stuff, but just the daily aspect of everything, of just talking guys through stuff and trying to, sometimes you got to talk guys off the ledge and, you know, things like that. So there's so many variables, and it's, I'm going to learn as I go along too, obviously. You know, it's, like I said, I've never actually coached before. I mean, not in this kind of way. I think I've helped coach a little bit over the years with some of the younger guys, but not in this sort of capacity. So, you know, like I said, it's going to be a learning curve for me too, but I'm excited for it.
Now, reading the press release, they have the list of NHL teams that you played with, the New York Rangers, and then Los Angeles, Vancouver, Phoenix, Edmonton, and Anaheim. Excusing the team that's a little bit north, because, I mean, everyone makes mistakes. Those are some great cities you ended up in: New York, LA, Vancouver, Phoenix, and Anaheim. You knew how to pick them.
I was in Chicago and Philly too. I know.
Yeah.
I was really lucky in that aspect. I mean, I got to experience, like I said, I had to experience a lot of cool things and see a lot of cool stuff. And, you know, to live in those cities, I mean, I'm glad I only got to live there part-time in some of those places. Like, I sort of love going there, but I would not want to live there full-time. No, I mean, they're great. I've, you know, been able to see, you know, Yankee playoff games and Red Sox playoff games, and there's so many different things I've been able to see over the years just because I've been in those cities or close to them. I've definitely been lucky. I mean, I think for the first, I don't know, however many years, I never really got to see winter. It was always sunny everywhere I went.
So then I have to ask, why Edmonton? All those great cities, and then, like, Edmonton kind of sticks out like a sore thumb in this one here.
Well, at the time, that was the opportunity. I was a UFA that summer, and I was coming out of Phoenix. I'd been spent 4 years in Phoenix, and that was the opportunity at the time. And I was good buddies with Devin Dubnyk, and you know, it didn't work out nearly any, it worked out way worse than any of us thought it was going to work out at the time. But, you know, we were excited about it for sure. And it just, you know, things just didn't work out or for whatever reason. And, but yeah, I mean, it was, even there, it was a good experience. It was certainly different going from Phoenix to Edmonton, but, it was still enjoyable.
No, a lot of people call Edmonton the Phoenix of Canada. I've heard that quite a bit, actually. Jason LaBarbera joining
us. Put it this way, there's a reason why I live in Calgary.
There you go. See, eventually everyone comes around. Like I said, just people make mistakes in life. It happens. Jason LaBarbera joining us down the South Street Burger guest hotline. For South Street Burger, delight in a flame-grilled burger and choose from over 30 gourmet toppings. Satisfy your cravings with South Street Burger, better burgers, fries, and shakes. A couple non-hockey ones for you. I noticed in the picture that the Hitman tweeted out, you were wearing a New York Mets hat. I currently have a Blue Jays hat on. They didn't do quite as well in the playoffs as the Mets did. But my favorite team, and what I'm presuming to be your favorite team, came together for a trade a couple years ago where Noah Syndergaard and Travis d'Arnaud go to your team. R.A. Dickey comes north of the border. I just want to get your thoughts on how that trade has worked out so far.
Well, to be honest, yeah, I just like the Mets hat.
Oh, okay.
But I'm a huge Jay. Like, I love it. I watch the Jays every day, and I absolutely despise it. I hated it at the time, and obviously it didn't work out very well. But, no, I love the Jays. I watch every game. I was up last night watching the game. I'm actually flying to Toronto on Friday to take my little guy to two games on the weekend. So,
oh, perfect.
No, I love it. I love the Jays. That's, like, the one thing for me that's, like, I'm pretty passionate about.
Nice. And it's been a pretty fun last couple of seasons. Now, I also, I have the reputation on this station of being the wrestling guy. You have caught my attention over the years with the pro wrestling themed masks. When was the first time you decided to put some wrestlers on the goalie mask?
Oh, man. That's a good question. Probably when I got to L.A., I had the Hollywood Hogan on. I got Hollywood Hogan on there.
Nice.
And it just kind of took off from there. Yeah, like when I was in Phoenix, WrestleMania 26 was there, so I had like kind of the two main events. I had Undertaker and Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart and Vince McMahon on there. I've had CM Punk and The Rock this past year. I had some like Stone Cold stuff on there in years past. So. Yeah, for me, it's usually some sort of Metallica or wrestling kind of stuff on there. And it's actually worked out good because I've got to meet a lot of the guys, too. So.
Oh, nice. Do you still watch the current product now?
Wrestling fan. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I was watching the draft last night.
See? Jay, I was not the only one. We have a former NHL player.
My wife hates it.
Pardon?
My wife just thinks I'm the biggest dork, but I don't really care.
I lucked out. My girlfriend actually has got really into it and accepted a trip with her and my buddies to WrestleMania this year. So I've certainly lucked out in that department. What did you make of the draft last night?
I thought it was good. It's going to be interesting now because now I get to watch SmackDown. And I'm like, well, AJ's on SmackDown and Ambrose, those guys are on SmackDown. I'm like, oh, man. I mean, like 5 hours of wrestling might be a little too much, but it was cool how they did it. I thought maybe they'd change SmackDown up a little bit with just the look and stuff, and maybe they will going forward.
Yeah.
But it was cool. They have a lot. There's a lot of talent there right now, and it'll be nice to see those guys get opportunities.
Yeah, that's the thing. The roster with the guys who they brought in, like AJ and the guys from the Bullet Club, like the roster actually looks like it could be a lot of fun right now. I'm kind of digging the change here. If you were to be in the NHL next season, who would be on the goalie mask?
Oh, man. I don't know. That's a good question. Like, maybe AJ. I don't know. My little guy loves AJ right now. He's totally into AJ. AJ Styles is I followed him a little bit, like, when he was in Japan and TNA and stuff. But to see him come to WWE and what he's done has been pretty cool.
Yeah, he's someone who I've actually followed pretty closely, so it's pretty wicked to see what he's doing in the WWE right now. And maybe with the Calgary connection, probably a Bret Hart or a Hart family-themed mask would have been in order as well.
That could go too. Yeah, I had him on there the 1 year, and so I did get to meet him after a game in San Jose one time. So obviously now, like, I'm sure, you know, from what I hear, he's around quite often. So, you know, maybe I'll get to hang out with him a little bit and pick his brain a little bit.
Oh, that would be absolutely fantastic. Jason, I've taken up enough of your time. It is wonderful to know that there is another professional wrestling fan in the city. Best of luck with the Hitmen this year.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you. That is Jason LaBarbera joining us down the South Street Burger guest hotline. The new goalie coach for the Calgary Hitmen and avid pro wrestling fan, watcher of the draft, so y'all can get off my back.